bomb.
Yep.
Okay. You record there?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Social Boys Podcast. I am your host, Logan O'Brien, joined as always by my thin-bodied, big-dicked co-host, Scott Sweeney, and this fat retard over here, Tyler Swain.
Howdy, guys.
And today, Dan's up in Maine trying to save his marriage, so
he's not married.
Yeah, so we got two very special guests, Katie Goblin and Owen Sky Nelson.
That's right. Hey guys, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I don't know where to look. I'm gonna be honest with you.
We just look around.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. We're all
I feel like Ricky Bobby right now. I'm just like staring at it.
Dude, happy Saturday, guys! Right? What a beautiful Saturday we have out there, huh?
Yeah. Why is this happening?
Now we're trapped indoors the whole time.
That's right. My first
Could
time
be outside. Yeah, crack the window.
Yeah, I'll pop that open.
What a guy. Katie, you came from Western Mass is what I remember.
Oh, totally. This issue again.
Totally.
Where? Lowell?
No, he's continuing a bit from the roast where he said I was from Western Mass.
Okay.
And me and Sean Sullivan shit on him because I'm from Lowell. And you tried like backing out of it and you're like, everything
it's,
is not Boston.
It is west
Mass.
Of me, so thus it is Western Mass.
It's not much north of you.
It's northwest.
Barely west. I would even call
I mean,
it
barely
yeah,
west.
You're
it's,
giving it barely.
It's up this way. You just go up. When you get to Lowell.
No,
like,
I drive there all the time.
Yeah, it's like no, you don't.
How far is Lowell from New Hampshire?
Lowell General Hospital.
10 minutes.
Exactly. So you're from New Hampshire.
No,
I think really more than Western Mass, I'd say.
Yes, I would agree with that for sure.
The guests
but
are
I'm
fighting.
Like from like,
I'm just fucking saying.
But
I mean,
also, Southern New Hampshire is very different from like. New Hampshire. You know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
It's like southwestern New Hampshire.
Yes. I could be convinced on anything like direction, geographic wise. I don't know what's
it's
going
no
on.
No conviction.
Yeah.
Wait, Owen, where are you from?
Dude, I'm from Bolton, Massachusetts.
Bolton?
That's not a place.
Yeah,
though.
You ever been there?
Like Michael?
Fake town.
Like Troy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fake town alert.
It's real. I swear.
Where is it? What's it near?
It's near Leominster, Lancaster. Central Tough. Worcester County.
That's
it's a real county.
That's kind of near Lowell.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking not near Lowell.
That's like Western Mass. Near, yeah.
I
don't live near Lowell at all.
No, I don't think. It's
I think
near
it's
Lowell.
Pretty close to Lowell.
It's not
probably 45 minutes. I'd say. But also, I wouldn't know because who the fuck
I'm going half an hour. I swear. I go half an hour.
Okay. To
Bolton Lowell.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I've never once been like, you know what I should do with my Saturday? Fucking drive to Lowell.
Oh,
so
shit.
I don't actually know what the
no,
distance
well,
is.
Lowell is a dog.
From here, it's like
place.
50
guys,
minutes.
I'm from Weymouth. You guys can suck my dick, all right? Woo! Geography, baby. South of here.
Wait, but so.
Shit.
What is it?
29 minutes.
What?
Thank 26, you very
26,
much.
26, 26.
From you're lying to the audience.
From my house to Bolton.
Oh, all right. You should go. Delete that. I don't want you to come over.
Wait, are you Lowell born and raised?
Born and raised, stayed, yes.
Wow. She's a mill gal.
Yep.
She's a textile hoe.
Yep. Would have back in the day would have just gotten
what's
my hair caught.
What's that's a textile right. mill?
They make
it's where they make the
they,
kids. They put the kids to work.
They make kids there?
You know.
They
sometimes.
Use the kids for yeah. labor and they make like I don't know, fucking like fabric and
oh.
shit, like for clothes and blankets. They basically just were able to do real well off slavery.
The Industrial Revolution,
south, you know?
Bro.
Yeah.
Don't, you don't fucking know about
I
American
don't know
history.
I've given up on knowing anything. I think it's a waste
so
of time.
So basically, there was a guy who lived in
a shoe.
that's
yes.
a woman living
in
oh, sorry.
Guys don't live in shoes.
He lived in
guys live
Massachusetts.
In
he went over to England, went and
Jolly
looked yo. At their machines, and then at night would copy down everything he saw and then just stole it and came back to America.
That's
it.
The American way.
And that's how right. Lowell was founded. So, cool. so.
Nice.
Stealing an idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And cool. what's Bolton known for, Owen?
Johnny Appleseed is from there.
Christmas. Damn.
Is that true? Yeah, dude, when I go out
that's
and do these fucking these like towny road shows, I do like 4 or 5 minutes on Johnny Appleseed. And they eat that shit up. They love it.
What do you talk about?
I just talk about how I mean I just
like,
it's
yo,
a
this
dumb town
walking
joke.
Around with
it's
seeds in his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just planting trees.
I'm like
shit.
He's a pothead.
I'm
like he's a pothead who wanders around planting the seed across New England. We all know a guy from Worcester. It's one of those bullshit towny jokes.
I like apples, but I hate seeds.
Yeah.
It's like
that. That was part of like curriculum for you guys too, right? Like Johnny Appleseed. Like you, we learned that.
He
was definitely learned about Johnny.
The Jesus Christ of
again,
Central Massachusetts.
All the knowledge I've ever learned, so.
Who's the other guy? Who's the guy with the raccoon hat?
Christopher Columbus.
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
You mean the dude who does Kappa? Yeah.
I don't know anything.
You mean the guy that fixed Will Noonan's car? You mean that guy?
Davy Crockett was like, appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
What did Davy Crockett do?
I don't know. That's
I think he freed the slaves.
That might be true. Yeah.
All these characters are a blur to me. I'm like, Paul Bunyan, is he in there?
Paul Bunyan's real.
No, Davy, I feel that way about Davy Crockett, but I... Johnny Appleseed, that was like a whole lesson, I feel like, in school.
Yeah.
And he planted seeds?
Yeah, they were like, this communist fucking scumbag was just going around doing nice things for free, so we killed him.
Oh. Was he ever sleeping against a tree and an apple fell on his head, or was that Newton?
No, Newton had the apple fall on his head.
It was
Elon
Musk.
Discovered gravity. No, Elon Musk had like a boulder fall on his fucking head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you hate Elon Musk.
Oh, and he
that
died.
That was Elon Musk, and that's how he became
Newton.
Autistic, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
Newton, he was trying to make gold out of mixing different things together, and then he died from like lead or mercury poisoning.
Who? That's
Newton.
Sick.
What a bitch.
Yeah, alchemy. Yeah. Alchemy, that's a big thing.
Exactly.
Big into it.
Yeah, he was so big smart, but he was still like, I'm going to make gold.
He was a guy, which.
Rumpelstiltskin, that's another thing.
Rumpelforeskin.
Now we're completely spinning into fucking folklore.
We're spinning straw into gold, actually. Yeah. I remember reading about...
Hold on. Okay. One second. Yep. Sorry, I forgot. Also, the South Shore Boys podcast is proudly sponsored by Canteen Vodka Soda. If you can, you teen, have a canteen. All right, anyways, what were you guys saying?
That was some bullshit, right? You just made that up, or...
What?
It's right there.
Are you guys actually sponsored?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'd offer you one.
No, we just
we're all out of it though.
Yeah,
yeah,
because it's so good. If you see a teen, canateen. There we go.
Maybe you guys see the little children dressed up as bunnies over there jumping up and down.
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
I hit one of those with my car.
I thought it was cute because I was like.
They're also they work for us too. They're also it's all part of it.
You thought I like waved at them. Yeah. I thought it was cute.
I did my best to not even look in their direction. Yeah. It felt weird.
You don't want to catch another case?
Yeah, Tyler doesn't like the podcast.
He's like,
hard
not
as
again.
A rock.
I get too turned on.
I do like the podcast hard as a rock.
Well, then why didn't you stare at the little kids in the bunny suits?
Because I'm not attracted to children.
Good
that is no way.
I was like
media trained. Okay.
Out of the car. Oh, I just did it now. I was like throwing my hair out of the car, so I had already started to wave at them.
throwing your hair out of the car.
Yeah, like I'll anxiously like go
like
through
a woman.
My hair,
oh.
And then I'm like, I don't want this in my car, so I throw it out of the car. Like, and then the children were out there, so I was just like, hey. And then
it's like I've never heard that song. Island like, throw your hair out the car if you feel me for. Like, what the fuck is throwing your hair out the car?
I know.
And.
Yeah, I usually just throw like some fucking Zeke Hiles out the window.
That's probably what you looked like, Katie, when you wanted this and threw
probably,
your
yeah. I didn't smile at them. I just waved and stared at them menacingly.
Imagine they hit you back with one. It's like four little kids in bunny suits.
They're like,
just
oh, okay, she's cool.
Hitler out
well trained.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't think I can think kids are cute anymore. I think it's weird to
anymore?
Think kids are cute. Yeah.
What
well,
is that?
I think kids are cute. Like
they have to do like
inherently,
a clockwork orange.
But like the more I look at them and go, oh, they're cute. I'm like, you know.
Are you around kids? Like, are there like kids in your family that you see?
Dan Snyder.
He's actually legally not allowed to be around them anymore. But
Tyler,
he used to
say yes.
Yeah, yes, we do have kids in the family. I'll
you
see
do.
Them tomorrow for Easter.
Right,
I'm not
so
gonna look at them.
But aren't they cute to you?
They're adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo.
But like platonically adorable.
Well, they're so now they're kids and they're family members. So it's really this is a double homicide.
Family members are fine.
Homicide.
Yeah.
Family members are okay.
It would be double rapeicide.
Tyler does like to keep it in the
molesticide?
Family.
Molesticide.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at Tyler's face, but there's a lot of inbreeding
in there.
My parents are cousins.
Oh yeah, they are.
So many reveals.
And their parents are mom and daughter.
Okay.
Nope. Father daughter.
What?
Your grandparents are they were father and daughter.
My grandparents have passed away, dude. I don't know why you're trying to be a bully about that at all.
Are your parents dead?
Both of my parents are alive, and my grandparents are dead. All
right, so why'd you say that?
He said his grandparents.
Oh, yeah, dude, saying royal flesh. Yeah. I got none left.
Yeah, I don't feel it. Dude, grandparents are supposed to die.
I got one hanging on.
Oh, and thanks for the fruit, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, take it. It's
all
yours.
You got left?
BZ.
I meant...
What position?
Yeah, I don't know how you guys speak in Lowell. What type of...
Grandmother.
You call
we
her
call
Beezy?
Her Beezy.
Beezy.
Beezy?
Yeah.
That's a good grandma name.
Yeah, she requested that. I think she called
when
her.
When she was younger, everybody called her Easy.
You know what's funny? Is so her initials.
Your grandma's a whore. No one's safe on the pod.
She definitely wasn't. She was like the, she worked at a high school for years, and mm-hmm. she was the like, She was like the intervention specialist. Like she would like suspend kids and shit and deal with all those kids. She was like uptight.
Oh, okay.
She was a scary lady.
She'd make kids stay after class, is what we're being told.
Like we would be like, "Can we watch Shrek?" And she'd be like, "No." Like we weren't. Like she'd be like, "Let's watch Shirley Temple."
Oh, she was at your school?
No, this was just her babysitting. We at our own home. We're like, "Can we watch Shrek?" And she's like, "Nah, we're not watching that
because it's too like."
We had the
edgy?
Shirley Temple collection.
It's messed up.
Of DVDs.
Animal crackers in my soup.
It was bad. It was that was.
I think she's cute
you
as hell.
You want to talk about weird kid
oh,
stuff?
Oh boy,
that was really weird.
Yeah,
they had Shirley
no
Temple
way she
doing
got away
weird scot-free. Stuff.
You think Shirley Temple went away untouched?
No. Absolutely.
She was the only kid in color. She was the only kid in color. First kid. First colored kid, Shirley Temple.
First colored kid.
On TV. Imagine pedophiles seeing seeing a kid for the first time in color.
In color, yeah.
They're
not colored kid.
It was like the pleasant.
Hey, I'm doing it purposely, Logan, okay?
I know, but I'm really driving it home.
He's like, no, we gotta.
Yeah.
Not on the pod.
No, we're. No, nothing racist.
Shirley
ever
Temple,
been said on this
first podcast. Kid of color.
No.
Period.
First kid
first
in color.
In color. Yeah. What?
In color.
You know, pronouns, whatever.
Shirley Temple's like, she. What's good? Boo. No, she could.
That was way worse than what I said.
Dirty Shirley.
That's what I was imagining. Dirty Shirley.
The black Shirley Temple. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did she act into her adult years, or was
no,
she?
No, I don't think
she didn't
think
even
so.
Make it.
No, I think she was molested.
She
didn't
even
make
it. She lived a long time, but she definitely had some demons.
But she was kind of dead inside for the last 80 years.
She was 100%. She was for sure on, like, heavy drugs or something.
Yeah, like Judy Garland on The Wizard of Oz, just getting raped by a bunch of 40-year-old midgets.
So sad.
I can call them midgets because they were pedophiles.
My dad's a midget. So. Yeah.
Oh, because I could beat the shit out of any midget.
Dude,
imagine losing a fight to a midget. That's got to be tough. You kill yourself after that, I think. Three of them can, like, Voltron or something.
No, they can't.
Do you think you can beat up three midgets?
At the same time?
Yeah.
This is like the
100%,
gold?
Yeah.
This is like the Goldstein question.
You don't think
question.
He can or you think you can?
What's the Goldstein?
You don't know the Goldstein question?
I don't think I could.
How many Goldsteins could you take at once? You've never heard that?
No.
Oh, it made its way around for like a month. It was my favorite. People were asking, they're like, how many Josh Goldsteins could you fight at once?
I think you spill a bunch of pennies on the floor and then you take them out while they're distracted.
Some people answer real seriously, too.
You place them dead to distract them.
Yeah.
Do you think you beat up three midgets at once?
I have.
I think I could.
I think I have,
you
too.
Have? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get in fight zone?
No, I've never been in a fight.
Me neither.
You know, I'm fucking fiending for one, but nothing's happened. Yeah.
That's why you do all that crowd.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, dude, I'm just waiting for
these people's going to swing at me.
Some, you know.
You just beat the shit out of Rohan for no reason.
I do hit Rohan.
I think there is reasons. Rohan does.
I hit him.
He's got airs about him that
he's the worst
he
guy.
He's better than
he's the worst guy I've ever met.
You and do a very good Rohan impression.
I know.
Yeah. I saw the roast.
Yeah, that was
Yeah, when I lost. Yeah. Whatever. I don't even
know. Well, yeah, hey, well, you kind of came in with like one thing, you know? You just did the impression.
He came in with no things, though.
That's true. But
we both did Rohan's voice, and they liked it better when he did it. That's the only thing.
No.
He said, you know, and he's got a big gaping bumhole, and then everyone was like, oh! And I was like, that's not even a fucking joke.
They do like, they just like the funny.
There's nothing there.
You were saying that in the back. Funny. You were like, that's not fucking funny. And then it goes out, and he says bumhole, and it kills. Like, not kills, but like,
I hate
very
those
well.
Things when that like works.
He's the worst.
Bumhole. Do you have a gaping bumhole?
You're like, I hate when that works. Bumhole. Like, you're fucking tickling yourself with it. The fuck?
Did I just do that?
Did he do that? No, him.
Oh, yeah. Tyler loves to tickle his butthole. That's, you know.
That's true.
He loves, you want to get in that fight now?
He wants me
to get in that fight?
I'll get in a fight.
I do not like tickling my butthole.
I can take 400 Goldsteins, I think.
Okay.
Which means.
Well, I can take 401 Goldsteins, so.
401. Yeah, that's my breaking point right there.
One good girl is worth 1,000 Goldsteins. That's what Kanye West said.
Yay, please. It's yay now.
Kanye West, actually. Probably not a Goldstein fan.
No, definitely not.
No, remember he changed his mind once he watched 21 Jump Street?
That's true, but then I think he did kind of start going back on the Jays or the problem tear.
Yeah.
He's back on that.
I mean, what is the South Shore Boys' take on that?
On what?
The Jews? I think what they're doing is despicable.
I like the Jewish people.
There we go.
I don't like his Zionists, but I like Jewish people.
We're talking Israel-Palestine.
I'm like all caught up finally.
Oh yeah,
it took me like a while to
just watch.
You
want to
summarize it for the
Israel
the viewers at home?
Yeah.
No.
What's the problem?
Well, Katie, the problem goes back.
There's a book, and they're all pissed off about this book, right? Nobody knows what the book's about.
Yeah, it's
no, it's about land.
Oh, just like the Civil War.
Yeah, it's about a fight over land.
Yeah, the book is Green Eggs and Land.
Oh.
I got exactly what it deserved.
Dr. Seuss, he's a J, right?
I know that.
Yeah, and
didn't his books get pulled?
He had some older books where the drawings of people that were not white were very
aren't the people all like purple and green and shit though?
Yeah, and then but then he drew like some black and Asian people that people were
the
like,
Asian
whoa,
buddy,
ooh,
what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
During like the, he had a lot of satirical World War II cartoons of like Japanese people.
Yeah.
And they all look pretty silly in the cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, like when in a cartoon when like Tom and Jerry would get like hit over the head and all of a sudden he's Chinese for a second. And that was like a big goof back then. It was stuff like that.
Yeah. Sometimes you get too high.
You guys have stuff like
no,
I
sometimes
made the cartoon. Like,
you get
that happens.
Too high and you get Chinese and that happens. Yeah. And that's. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I know. Sometimes I smoke way too much weed, and all of a sudden I'm like cooking people crab rangoon and Peking ravioli. I'm like, how did I get here, dude?
Yeah.
I'm making a sushi roll fucking at Fuji at Wok. So that's for my Quincy people.
Japanese, right?
Oh yeah, God. Well, you know, tomato, tomato, I guess.
Dr. Seuss was that old, though? He was around during World War II.
Yeah.
Damn.
Theodore Geisler.
Yeah, I mean, think about when his like books were like really popping off. If Dr. Seuss came out today, people would be like, "What's this retard's deal? Like, what the fuck are these
you know
books?"
What,
I wouldn't.
You know what I found at an elementary school when I was subbing there? I found a Lil Bill book, like a Bill Cosby.
Oh, nice!
I got to throw it away.
No, open it.
I read
banned
books.
Probably autographed and shit too. I bet you it was worth a lot of money.
I just tossed it.
They don't print those anymore, so that was kind of a waste.
Lil Bill.
Wow, Lil Bill. You think that's his currency?
I think that's what he calls his dick.
I think he calls that Big Bill.
Big Bill?
Yeah.
He's out, right? He's free and roaming the streets.
He is.
Wasn't he trying to tour for a second? And then everyone was like, no.
I think he can. Yeah, I think he will be able to do that.
Probably.
What's happening on Earth?
Chris D'Elia went on tour after he got fucking bopped.
There's a slight difference, though.
So why did Chris D'Elia take that role? Have you seen
You? Yeah.
What the? Why would you do that?
He's also Workaholics. He was a pedophile on that too.
So he's being typecast as a pedophile.
He's method.
Such a hard way to defend yourself.
He's been working method.
He's
years.
A method guy. Yeah.
I mean, nothing's better than that clip of him on like that podcast, and they're like, he's like, well, Snapchat goes away, and they're like, people can screenshot Snapchats, and you just see him like.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
In real time, realize, like, oh, no, I'm ruined.
Yeah, and they put the fucking Curb music over it.
Another Jew.
I don't like D'Elia. I don't trust him.
Yeah, hey, don't say.
You should have kind of his whole thing.
What are you talking about?
That would be a hot take, like, 6 years ago.
Something about Chris Brown just seems off. I don't know what it is.
What do you mean you don't trust him? Like, you think he'll rape you?
Not even that, but like you, like
you're a little old.
I don't know. I feel
subtext.
Like I've heard. I feel like I've heard people defend him recently and be like, "Nah, like he went for like strictly 18, which like not any much better."
I think he did do like the Aphibophile defense, right?
Yeah, and I think he did some of the
that?
Conversations that came out.
Like
he found
likes,
out
like,
they 16, weren't 18. He was like, "Never mind, I thought you were 18."
Oh, yeah,
still somebody like, has a great bit about that.
Do they?
Is it John Marco? Fucking
okay. OG Marcos.
Yeah, about the people who are trying to defend. What type of pedophile they are.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you're trying to defend, like, you can't really. There's no.
I do like that they're breaking them up into divisions, though. That's good to know.
I'm not a pedophile. It is. I'm this other file. Yeah. I'm like the rung below that.
It does feel like.
I just like getting invited to sweet 16s. That, you know, I'm not, like, into kids.
It is a little bit, though. It's like, it's the difference between, like, manslaughter and, like, homicide, I think. Like, you know,
I mean, visually,
16 to 18, like, I definitely think you're less of a creep than if I find out you, like, had sex with, like, a 5-year-old. Like, that is definitely objectively worse.
Geometrically, it's definitely.
Yeah.
No, but I
geometrically.
Borderline just a loser.
Well, a 5-year-old's hole is definitely.
You're borderline just a loser.
Huh?
Like, if you're shooting at 16, 17-year-olds, you might just be a loser. Like, you might not even be.
The judge hitting his gavel, like, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Guilty.
Well, that's like, did you get
no
fucking,
game?
Did you get that Amber Alert yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Rohan texted me this morning. He said he's at it again.
He said,
dude,
I got him.
They're like, they gave no detail. They're like, the guy is old and he's wearing Crocs and the kid is autistic.
Autistic, yes.
It's like. Boy, girl, black, white.
Definitely
like,
autistic. Yeah. The rest unclear.
Yeah, I'm like, they, I was like, they,
look at the face. You're like, I don't know if that's a boy
like
or a girl. but they're on the spectrum.
Like, is this a Mad Lib?
Like, must be him.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? We don't really know what they look like, but just look for a fucking loser and a retard, and that's probably what's going on.
Oh, fuck, they're coming for us, huh?
Dude, I was
which one got you pulled over a bunch of times.
I'm the retard.
I was thinking this. What about Amber Alert Premium? When I got that text this morning, I was like, what if you could get that? You buy it. You buy a subscription. And they just tell you, they're texting you even when people are acting shady. Like, not even if the kid's been abducted.
I like what I'm hearing.
Just
here.
Kind of a weird guy at the mall. Just a little. And you get a text like, weird guy at the Salmon Pod Mall.
Where's the money going?
Like
lurking
that.
Around the autistic kids.
Yeah, like everyone else doesn't get it for half an hour.
In
so
the, but
like
I'm in early. Release, yeah, you got to pay for it.
You get the early release.
Parents have to pay. For Amber Alerts.
I do this like this idea.
This is
good.
This right? It's kind of a bit.
Good capitalism just making parents
I think,
pay
yeah.
to be alerted.
I mean, fuck, we might as
danger.
Well, dude. You
I
gotta.
I was fucked up. I was at work, and Dan got the Amber Alert, and I didn't. I felt kind of left out.
Were you the guy that? Were you the guy with the kid?
Yeah.
Because they don't give it to that guy.
Do they not? They can't.
Imagine if you're nabbing a kid, and you get it, and they're like, ah, fuck, they're on to me.
Yeah. Shit. Gay looking dude in Crocs. What the fuck?
I only had 6 minutes.
Where's my invite?
I did always. I wanted.
Yeah, they were like, "We don't need to tell Scotty. He's not gonna. He's not gonna help
Scotty,
us."
No help.
Yeah.
I did always think it'd be a funny bit to park outside of a playground and just blare the song.
What is it?
Like Alone in My Car. Where's the chorus?
It's a long walk.
Dude, I don't even know this song. Is this a?
But wouldn't it be funny?
To blow?
Wouldn't it?
We definitely have some crossover in music taste. Okay. I love Tove Lo.
Yeah. Tove Lo,
you guys should go hang out at the playground together.
She busts her tits out every time she performs.
Who?
Tove Lo.
Tove Lo. Who the fuck is?
So can't hear you. You're a fan. Yeah.
Did you know it's Tove Lo?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't like that.
I know.
She's
Tove Lo.
I'm not calling her whatever the fuck
you
just said.
This is a French.
Stay
high. It's Tove Lo.
Yeah.
Is it a song? What is stay high?
Yeah,
dude, I'm 11 years old. Okay, let's not.
I gotta stay high.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's
how old are you?
21.
21. Oh. And she has that song. It's not her song.
You're talking about being a pedophile. There's a fucking kid in here right now.
Hey,
like,
yeah, I was unmolested.
I'm not having sex with him.
Unmolestable. I've looked like this since I was 16. So I only had 15 good molestable years, and I was pretty ugly as a kid. So I wasn't out there getting touched.
Damn, man,
good
that's
for you.
No, I aged out of it. But then, you know, I was 16, and at that point, you kind of want some attention.
Yeah, of course.
And the creepy guy's not even looking my way.
Yeah.
Look at me like a man.
That's
I'm like,
tragic.
What are you doing?
Hey, man, if I was around, I would have fucked you.
Yeah, I know you would have, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. You're not my type. I like handsome boys.
I like women.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
When's the last time you felt the touch of a woman, Tyler?
That's a great question.
Going into 3 years, right?
Owen shook his hand
no,
when
it's
he
not.
Came in.
3 years? I'm not a woman.
Yeah, 2021, baby.
Nice. Really? We'll buy you something later tonight.
Nah, I'm good.
Something. Man. We'll buy you someone later tonight.
We'll buy you.
I got no sex.
We're gonna get an Amber Alert going
Bogo,
later.
Two midgets, Bogo. We'll get you some of that.
I'll beat the shit out of them.
No, don't.
Like
don't.
I said.
Don't.
Oh, that'd be sick, dude.
I think
you have sex.
Three
midgets.
I think little people prostitutes probably get abused more than others.
I like we change it to little people when we're talking about
abuse. Yeah, I just now was like, wait a minute.
Do you think they charge?
I want
like
a future.
The
No, I said Bogo. You Bogo. You get one.
Okay.
You get one.
Oh, but they should. I think
like sliders.
Like
you ever order sliders at a restaurant?
Oh,
you know, three sliders.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's like a little bit cheaper than one hamburger.
Yeah. If you have like an orgy with midgets, it's like a charcuterie board.
It's exactly like a charcuterie board.
The cutest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't that adorable?
Can I have the appetizer
I'm just
special?
Picturing them in someone's garage lying on a piece of wood.
Whoa.
Like the little
sliders.
People.
Sliders.
Yeah, but like, oh, I got you. Okay.
I don't. What?
Yeah, it's a charcuterie.
Yeah, like
oh, the sliders.
Yeah.
Okay, the charcuterie board. I'm all caught up.
Yeah, just to clue people.
Yeah, it's like a little flight.
Do you ever sleep with a little person?
No.
She was up all night. Didn't sleep. Restless, crawling on the walls and shit.
We
fucked, though, for sure.
Yeah, probably for the story. But I did, you know, we've talked about it before, but I think it's so unfair that, like, midgets just have to walk around, like,
little people,
pretending that it's normal they exist.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, they're just, you know, you're at work with them, like, they're having, they're like, yeah, you watched the game last night? I'm like, oh,
there's certain jobs I don't think they should have.
Yeah, it is like, how
like,
is
like,
so, okay,
you know, they can't play in the NBA.
There's a little, yeah, well, they shouldn't, yeah.
Maybe they should be able to, like, throw them with the ball.
I would watch that.
I would watch that, yeah.
I think, yeah, you put two or three of them on top of each other, let them out there, one jersey.
You know what? They should have
put them in a trench coat and a jersey.
Slam ball, dude.
Just
get them all trampled.
Trampolines, yeah, trampolines.
Make a little NBA. I would watch it.
No, the worst thing is they would immediately have more viewers than the WNBA. All the boys would get drunk. They'd be like, dude, fucking midget ball's on today. We're watching that shit.
It would break every record.
Yeah. Brittany Griner would be there for some reason. She switches leagues to come play.
She's not even a midget.
We just want her. She vapes weed in Russia. She's a cool broad.
We can't have these trans, like, small people in here. It's just like a like 6 foot two guy. It's like, no, actually, I identify as 3 foot one.
This will be the new Air Bud. It's just a midget.
Yeah.
It's like, no, hey, I'm an unorthodox addition to this team. What's up, gang?
Oh, God. You have him play a regular NBA team. It just looks like Space Jam.
Yes.
They stole all their powers.
I'm trying to.
I need to get a midget.
I would like to. I'd like to cross that box. I think.
What is that?
Have sex with a midget?
Yeah.
Do you have a lady?
I think check that.
No, I don't have a lady. My ex girlfriend was 6'2", so I kind of have to go the other. You know what I mean? I got to go to the other end.
Yeah. How tall are you?
6 foot.
You dated a taller lady?
Yeah.
Did you have to get on your tippy toes to kiss her goodnight?
You know.
Kiss her goodnight?
No. She's in bed. I did. No, but you see, lying with a woman like that kind of makes you feel like you're back in the womb, you know?
Motherly.
So you didn't have to get on your tiptoes to kiss her, but you did feel like you were in the womb.
I was in the womb.
You did rest on her breasts every time.
You know, if you want to call them that. Yeah, sure.
Oh damn. Flat chested?
No, yeah. No, not.
No, that tits. It was a guy.
No, yes, tits.
You don't like breasts. That's what you're saying.
I don't like how you're saying the word breasts. Yeah.
Yeah, when breasts. Breasts, not great.
The first time I kissed breasts a girl, I think great, I said, yeah. Can
girl,
I touch your breasts?
Suck on them breasts.
I think I said that.
What'd you say? Sorry, Logan was saying, let me suck on them breasts.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, the first time I kissed a girl, I think I said,
you liked
I used the word breast unironically.
Oh.
Like, hey, can I... Would you mind if I...
May I...
Me lady,
may I touch your breasts?
She said, what are you, my pediatrician? What the fuck? Why are you saying it like that?
She's like, yes, I am your pediatrician.
Would you mind if I stuck my fingers in your hoo-ha?
I think that's the medical term.
Yeah.
I would be a fun gynecologist. I think I would be breaking boundaries, dude.
Yeah, if I was a gynecologist, I'd be like pulling like the magician's like handkerchief out of there. Like, whoa! Damn! All this good
in here. First time I touched your breasts, I was on a bench in the woods.
It's just tampons, though. Just tampons on a string. They're tied. The strings are tied.
Where did you first touch breasts?
Where?
I don't know.
Geographically,
probably,
Logan.
Probably like behind the
your
school.
Your mom's
or
basement?
Something. No, I think it's probably behind a school.
Because that's where the kids are?
Yeah, I was like, don't you ever fucking tell your parents about this.
Oh, hey. Get that training bra off now.
No, you know, probably high school, like. There was like an elementary school behind my house that like at night nobody
so
would hang
go
out.
Hit on the elementary school kids.
No,
in high school.
No, nobody would be there because it's like a close. So that's like where we would like smoke weed and drink and like
breast touch
each other.
Breast touch, yeah.
Big breast touch spot.
Katie, when was the first time you got your breast touch?
Junior year
of college.
Thanks. High school.
Of high school, yeah.
Yeah.
Just in class.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah,
what does that feel like from
Stairwell-y.
That perspective?
Yeah.
Good.
It can't be as exciting. It can't be as just one
more. I
mean,
word. I really had to think about it. I was like, I don't remember like being like, wow, I got my breasts touched. It wasn't really in school. It was at the guy's house.
Yeah.
I was also
boyfriend?
Friends with his sister.
Friends with his
no,
sister.
No, and he only talked to me
not
because he wanted to make my other friend jealous.
I like this. I like everything I'm hearing. That's
he said,
cool.
Hey, Brittany, look at this. I'm touching your friend's
cool
breasts right
did
now.
Did you have sex with him too?
No.
Was he your friend's older brother? Or?
Yep.
That's actually real cool stuff.
He was 26. Yeah.
Was your friend pissed off?
No. She didn't care. It happened to her a lot. Yeah. He went for a lot of her friends, so
good
she
God.
Was used to it.
My friend like had sex with like a bunch of his sister's friends, and then his sister wanted to have sex with me. And
why?
He was like, you can't. And
she was retarded.
And she was like, she was
dumb.
You have to let me because you fucked all my friends. And he was like, fucking whatever.
That's great rationale. Him being like, you have to.
Wait, this is your friend's your friend's sister.
Happen. Yeah, and so then, and then
give me your blessing. Like, why did she ask permission?
Wait, were you this kid's only friends?
No, he has a lot of friends.
Imagine if she's like, you fucked all my friends.
I'm out.
Well, and she's like, I guess I'll fuck Logan. Your only friend. I have to.
No, she had options. She had options.
Sucked, dude. I have to fuck Logan.
You were chosen.
That's right. And actually, it was awkward. So she was. You know, they were 20. Her and her friends were like 21, and we were all like 19. And so she had an apartment, and we'd always like drink there. And one night, they like her and her friends went out to the bar, and we stayed there and drank. And we ran out of our alcohol, and we drank everything in the house. Like they had like champagne, we drank that. And they came back from the bar like pumped to like keep the party going, and like we had drank everything, and they're like, "What the fuck? Like, you're so fucking rude." And then his sister like got on top of me on the couch, and I was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa," and like
cool move, by the way.
No. But, well, no, because I was like, "Don't do this in front of him. Like, this is fucking weird."
Yeah, it is weird.
And then he was like, he was getting mad, and then everybody else was like, "Yo, you have to like just let this happen because you drank the alcohol." And I was like, "I really don't like that. I've become like a bargaining chip in like this. Like,
you have to let this happen."
Relationship. What? But so then we went into her room and like we started having sex, and she was like intentionally being like, "Ah!" And I was like, "Stop!" I was like, "We've had sex before. You don't."
He's like, "My dick isn't even out yet. What are you doing?"
And we just heard like he just started like my friend just started punching the wall.
Dude,
he's like, "Shut the fuck up!" And I was like, I've never hated sister, yeah. sex more in my entire life.
It's a real performance piece. Everyone was like,
"Yeah."
It was dude. So absurd.
It's funny when things get that overlapped. It's like, you all just need to meet more people.
This is nuts.
She's a lesbian now. She's married to a transgender woman.
It's really weird, though, that she was like being loud for her brother.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That family loves each other. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, they would like... fight, like not like, you know, no fist to fist combat, but like they would get into it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I've a couple times he like started throwing his shit in a bag and was like getting ready to leave, and I was like,
"Oh my god,
do I leave? I don't know what to do here."
I think you become the new brother in that situation.
That would be pretty weird.
Well, yeah. You know,
she doesn't like dick anymore. It's fine.
Yeah, you can be your brother.
Oh wait.
That's true.
I don't know.
No, she doesn't, right? She dates a lesbian.
Let's not.
She's married to a transgender woman, yeah.
Which way were they transitioning?
Well, right.
I think yeah.
The wrong way.
Male to female.
So maybe she might be like choice there.
No, I think they are fully a woman.
Yeah.
Got a vagine.
Yeah. It's like that Britney Spears song. Not a girl, not quite yet a woman or whatever the fuck is
it. Yeah, that one.
Toxic?
Speaking of brain rotted women.
Hey.
Is that Katie? Is that what you said? What?
He was talking about Britney Spears.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
My apologies.
I was talking about that fucking batshit crazy lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I keep eating so many
girls. No, bro, it's okay.
Like, she's my, like, I will blindly love her, and I know that she's not well.
Okay.
It's
okay to love
her.
Unconditional love, yeah.
She's like white woman's Kanye West.
Yes. Britney Spears. Yes.
Except she's only self-destructive. Kanye's like the Jews. Britney Spears like my parents.
She's like
the doctors. Justin Timberlake.
Kanye should start dancing around with knives.
That'd be sick.
Man, that would be dope. But yeah, otherwise they're...
No, he's got to up the ante. He should have like grenade. And he keeps like pulling the pin, putting it back in. He's like,
Does it work?
With just like run away in the background. Yeah.
Can you put the pin back in there?
Yeah.
Tyler's like, I got to slow down on these grapes. I'm getting fat.
Yeah, that's what did it. The fruit.
The fruit. I eat too much fruit. That's why I'm so overweight.
It's the healthiest thing he's had since the last time a woman touched him.
Man, what does that mean?
Get in there. They're good. They're good.
Grapes are sick.
Yeah,
dude.
Grapes are good.
I do like a grape.
They do give me diarrhea.
More of a green grape guy.
Green grape guy?
No, I'm a red grape guy.
Yeah, you know, it's really about what's inside the grape, I've always found.
Yeah, I don't see color.
Oh, cool.
Well, people get really mad when you say I don't see color now.
Do they?
Yeah, well, you should see color.
Yeah, I see it.
It's not, you're like...
Every time I go into a store, I count all the people.
All the blacks.
Yeah.
No, you know, just whites, blacks, the ratio.
You do the demographic.
If I see an Inuit person, say, oh, that's a new one. I've never
seen
that.
Not only do I count like within each accent. So white person, I'm like
for
one.
Accents.
Black person, I'm like she one. Asian person, I'm like number one.
That's what he does. That's what you do when you go in the store.
That's how you know that Logan's really good friends with Shane Gillis.
Yeah, he's best friends with Shane.
Yeah, he brings it up all the time.
Logan's best friends with
Shane. Yeah, I DM'd him last night. He will never look at it. That's fine.
Did you DM him last night, really?
He's like, I'm on the Bud Light Zeppelin right now. I'm filming a Super Bowl commercial. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Bud Light commercials with Shane.
That's what I'm...
Oh, is he in them?
That the other day.
Well, he's like officially sponsored by them, so I'm assuming they're
trying to
use him as like a brand spokesman.
They're trying to undo...
Literally, it is like it's because of the Dylan Mulvaney situation.
Dude. So interesting.
Yeah.
I love that Kid Rock said he like ran into the guy that like the CEO of Bud Light at like a UFC fight, and he was like, that was like pretty fucked up what you did.
That's crazy.
Kid Rock getting real, like, hey, like man to man.
Bawa
to
Bawa, yeah.
I know I shot a bunch of your product with an AR-15, and I really like missed a bunch of them from like point blank range, and it was very embarrassing. But
fuck Bud Light and fuck Anheuser-Busch.
But you deserve that. Yeah, you sounded just like him, dude.
Shit, I'm Kid Rock.
You should do the. You should.
I'm Kid Rock.
What are those
American
lyrics?
Cowboy.
He's here.
You know the.
He's very rude.
You guys ever seen Osmosis Jones?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
No. So I do love you remember? Cinema, so of course I have. Yes.
Do you remember Kid Rock has a song? He's in the movie like as like an amoeba or something like performing a concert.
I'm an amoeba.
And listen to the lyrics because that movie it is very confusing like who it's for. No like it's like not it's quite not quite a kid's movie, not quite an adult movie. Yep. But he says
like Britney Spears song, yeah.
Where the fuck are these lyrics, dude? Young ladies, I like them underage. See, some say that's statutory, but I say it's mandatory.
Wow. That's an Osmosis Jones?
Yes. Yeah. And those are real Kid Rock lyrics.
Mandatory is a jump.
Yeah.
He's like, they call it statutory. I call it, bitch, get the fuck
I
over
say,
here.
I have to do it. It's mandated that I have sex with this kid.
I mean, he is Kid Rock.
Yes, you have a good point.
Yeah, that's how he got that name.
He looks like shit.
He's not looking great. Yeah, my hero.
He looks. Do you remember? He's terrible.
He looks
like Macaulay Culkin 10 years ago.
Oh, like, maybe Macaulay like absorbed his because he's looking better these days.
Oh, he looks fantastic.
Also, wild that Macaulay Culkin was like dating Mila Kunis for like an extended period of
time.
You
know who he's married to? Brenda Song.
Who's
from Sweet Life of Zach and
Cody.
Oh,
yeah.
Who does she play?
London Tipton.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. London Tipton's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's
they have an adorable little family. She also used to date Miley Cyrus's brother.
Which one?
Trace.
Is it Trace
Cyrus?
Billy,
Billy Ray.
Metro Station.
Yeah.
Good old Billy Ray Jr. You know, brother.
That family is so fucking demented.
They're
who
really
the Cyruses?
Weird.
Yeah,
the Cyrus.
Yeah.
They've like split Cyri, the family yeah. because like the mom married like a very young boy. Is that right?
She married the guy from Prison Break,
who I think was like dating the sister at one
Noah.
Point.
Yeah, I heard that. And I heard that. And Noah shit. And
hey, you guys are all caught up on celebrity gossip.
Noah and yeah, the other guy didn't go to the wedding. And
Billy yeah. Ray, they but like Miley's team, her mom, and mm-hmm. like the rest of the siblings are team dad or mm-hmm. something.
You've read way too much on this. Like, yeah. way
dude,
too much.
Dude, I just, you know, the internet goes in front of my
get
face.
Into these
and,
rabbit
and my
holes.
Brain picks to remember what it picks to remember. Math couldn't do a single equation.
Mm-mm.
You want to know who Chris Brown beat up last night? I got that on
Rihanna.
Deck.
I got that on
no,
camera.
That was a long time ago.
Chris Brown has a lot of
yeah.
hits.
Same. I know way too much
to the
celebrity
face.
Gossip. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
I don't know.
I'm kind of
hey,
happy to. Like,
don't hate yourself, you know?
You know, you ever tell some, like, have you ever told someone about Ben Affleck's back tattoo and, like, watched them, like, see it for the first time? It's nice.
I've never done that, but I have told
question?
People about Chris Brown's dick.
No.
Look up Ben Affleck's
what about Chris
back
Brown's
tattoo.
Dick? Is it out there?
It's
out
if,
there.
If you look up the picture, I promise you, you have to, like, scroll to see the whole thing. It's longer than Calm Ave, dude.
I gotta
it's
look.
Nuts.
Here's the thing about dick pics. I don't, you know, I don't trust them. You can. It's just an angle game. It's an angle game,
bro.
Fucking angle it out,
bro. There is
sure.
not a, there's
angle
not an
out.
Angle in the
angle
world that
out.
Can make this dick.
I mean, unless
look.
It's touching your belly button.
What do you mean?
By what?
Because then it's like an actual measurement. Of
yeah, but
it.
What if you're bent over? You bring the belly button closer
you
to the
could.
Tip of the dick.
You know what
and
I
then
do?
You're docking
when I
it.
Take dick pics, I put a thimble right next to it so they have size comparison.
A thimble?
Yeah.
You could do I like to do a fruit thing.
A fruit.
Yeah, you do a fruit. You go buy a small banana.
A grape. Okay.
A smaller
a plantain.
One.
So is this like a dragon
yeah.
of some sort?
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking up the back tattoo. I thought yeah. you were looking up Chris Brown's dick.
No. What is it?
It's Ben Affleck's back.
That's really ugly, yeah. Why would he do that?
I don't know, man.
He was like a gambling alcoholic.
He wasn't doing well.
He probably felt
Jennifer
cool
Garner.
When he got it. I mean, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, Ben Affleck is cool because he ruined his marriage and then he rebounded with Ana de Armas and now he's just like locked down J-Lo. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what a historically...
Have you guys seen J-Lo's movie?
What is this
Which
episode?
One?
The new one.
This is how it normally
this
goes.
This is me.
No.
Have you seen... Oh my gosh, you guys have to watch the trailer for it. So J-Lo is basically doing a musical... retelling of like her life but like with like metaphors like there's a scene where she like marries all these guys
artsy.
And then like she gets into a motorcycle crash and that's supposed to be like a metaphor for her relationship with Ben and like just yeah
oh boohoo fuck
I,
that
yeah. it's like
you can't make up a motorcycle crash in your own fucking
it's one of the most fucked up things that's ever been made. I can't believe people
you
gave
watched
money.
It did you already see
did
it
did you watch
I
it
skim through it a bit.
You watched
this guy's like I hit the
Fat
high notes.
Joe might play her therapist in it.
Yeah.
Sure. He's like, you just gotta lean back and rock away from those problems, girl.
Fat Joe is alive and the therapist in the jail.
He's actually, he's not very fat anymore. He's kind of like.
Just Joe now.
Got his shit together, Joe.
He's just Joe.
It's fucked up. But yeah, it's like the definition of a vanity project.
Yeah.
People say. It's just her being like, I don't even know how to describe it. But yeah, Ben Affleck's in it playing like a Trump figure on the news.
Oh, Trump figure?
What?
In like. I saw a clip of it. It's
yeah, the whole movie twice is yeah.
It's fucked up.
This rules that like Ben Affleck and J Lo's relationship was kind of like ruined the first time because they made Gigi Lee and everybody's like, "This is the worst piece of shit that's ever made." And they're like, "We're back together. Time to make another piece of shit movie."
But now it's like they're so rich and solidified, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I don't know. Me, us. Was it just me, you, and Scotty? We went to see Marry Me last year as a lark. And then I was like, this is much worse than I could have possibly imagined.
I forgot about that. Doesn't she marry Owen Wilson?
Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon's in the movie as himself.
Like Ariana Grande's in it, right?
I don't remember that.
I might have made that up. That looked crazy.
It was awful.
It was awesome. It was a fantastic movie. I really liked it.
It was beautiful. Okay. I cried.
Yeah. We went to TGI Fridays afwards, and did you...
Oh, yeah, and I gave my number to the
bartender. Yeah.
How did she never called.
And I wrote Marry Me on it with a question mark.
Ooh. Oh, no, yeah. That's what it was. Never mind.
Yeah, something like that.
Did we... I must have given it to somebody else. That was a different bartender.
Yeah.
That was a different...
Do you leave your number a lot?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I think I've done it like maybe 2 times.
I think it's
well,
a good exercise.
You catch a vibe.
You should do it whenever you feel like it.
Or just if you think they're attractive.
Cool move.
No, there has to be like a little bit of
okay,
like me feeling like it. There's a chance I might get a text.
Cause
not
I,
one time.
I do with every check.
No, I've gotten, when I've been a check. Server before, I've gotten it. And most of the time I'm like, what fucking guy was this? Like, we barely spoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one time me and Tyler were at a restaurant and I was like, I'm kind of into this like older waitress. And then Tyler was like at the bar later, like a different bar. And she was like out drinking. He's like, your lady's here. And she like,
she asked me about you. Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, give her my number. And then we texted, and I was like, I think this lady's like fully fucking nuts.
Yeah, she was like an older lady, too.
How old are we talking?
Like 70, 40, 80.
No, 40, like 40s, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
40. How old are you?
It's hard to tell.
It's like two years ago.
And so let's do some math here.
32.
32, 30, 40. All right. Yeah, sure. She's old.
She was older
than
40. She worked
at a bar and then went to another bar the after fuck? Working. Fucked up.
Yeah, that's what, like, I...
That's what you do.
That's what a lot of service...
She'd be like, I had people over till, like, 4 last night. It's like, that seems like maybe
those are her kids,
you should be doing.
Yeah.
Also, like, that's a career server, and they're all nuts.
I love them. I love bartenders.
I love them, too.
Are we just
going to
shit on poor
crazy.
People for the next 20 minutes?
No, that's not what it is. Restaurant people, it's a different fucking breed than if you're just, like, working in retail, I think.
Yeah.
It's just a very hectic work environment. Like, undeniably.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually,
but they all work so late, then they go out with all of each other.
Yeah.
And they stay up all night because they don't
have you worked in a restaurant?
I worked in a camp-themed restaurant.
Excuse me?
Good answer. It was themed.
And the older servers, they're always a lot.
Yeah.
Tent with me.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Boy Scout themed.
Yeah, you were Scoutmaster.
I was Scoutmaster only.
Scoutmaster Sky.
No, I was the youngest person there, working there.
Were you supposed to be like one of the kids?
They would dress me up as a bear. Yeah, and I would
as a bear.
Throw like biscuits at people.
Like one, they're like once every hour, Owen had to go up and be like, "Now this is the talent show segment of the
evening."
That's how I got into stand up, actually, believe it or not. No, I was in New Hampshire. I live in New Hampshire now. I was in New Hampshire.
You live in New Hampshire right now?
Well, like I go. I mean, I live right now. I like go to school at Northeastern, so I'm like,
oh, okay.
But yeah, my folks are in New Hampshire.
Oh, I didn't know.
Where in New Hampshire?
Laconia.
Damn.
Ah, bike town.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
It's good though.
I went up.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods, you can do whatever you want up there. You know.
I got in a fight with a girlfriend on a mountain.
You can do whatever you want up there. Yeah. I'm gonna kill Rohan there. I've decided.
Yeah.
Take him there.
No one would care
like
there.
Romantic,
they'd help you.
Kill
You're
him,
gonna
dude.
Bring him to the jungle? That's his environment, dude.
He's like a pompous rich fuck. He couldn't survive, like, if you, like...
He loves to pretend he's not... I'm like...
He
like,
doesn't.
You're from a caste system, and you're definitely... He's like, I'm like the middle caste. I'm not like
this is such a bad Rohan. It's not even... It's just
or it's
Indian.
Me, Rohan.
Yeah,
I am the middle
caste. That's what he is.
Hello, it's
he's,
Kid,
his,
Kid
his
Rock.
His accent's like not, like, Indian, though. He's got a rich fucking...
It's like Uzair, Rohan, and Sham. It's like a dissension of the accent into just straight American.
Yeah.
Like, Uzair, I'm like, what are you saying? Rohan, I'm like, shut up. Sham, I'm like, please be quiet.
Yeah.
The Indian Analysis Podcast.
That's right.
Three. Mm-hmm. They should start their own thing.
Indian analysis.
They should start their thing which called Go Back analysis. To India.
That would be a fascinating, like, three-person podcast.
I think it would suck. Those people have no chemistry. that would be a horrible podcast. Right there.
But that's what I mean. Like, one episode, I'd be like, this is something.
We're like, they're Indian.
I'd be like, you
pop together.
Wow, it's a racial theme. This is really great.
Guys, we set this up for you.
I mean, that's basically, I mean, we do.
That's what you guys do. You guys do the white dude podcast.
By white guys. Those are very
honestly, you should change it to just white guy pod or something. Like, lean into it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Proud Shore Boys.
Yeah, I guess it's time to rebrand.
What about white boy? We got a whole did you get this? Yeah, I've never. That's really good.
We had a Z for so long.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, fuck off. I like that. It's cute. Who designed it?
My buddy. He's in a very successful band. It's no big deal. Don't worry about
him. His name's Tom DeLonge. You wouldn't fucking. You probably don't know him.
Tom DeLonge?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
That's the singer of Blink 182.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm 12 years old, so.
Logan has a Blink 182 shower curtain.
I saw it.
Yeah, I do.
What do you think?
I thought, wow, there's never been a woman in this room.
There is. She's attached to it.
She's tied up in the bathtub right now. Behind the Blink 182.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Girls fucking love the Blink 182 shower curtain.
Do they? I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
Chicks dig it.
They're like, I don't know what got me more wet, the shower or the curtain?
Exactly.
Hey. That's pretty good. Write that down.
You should jot that down.
Oh yeah.
One time I got in a fight with a lady in a mountain in Laconia.
Physical fight?
Yeah. No, a very verbal fight.
At a mountain?
We were halfway up the mountain. She started yelling at me.
Were you on skis?
No, we were hiking. And she randomly stopped and started yelling at me because she thought I was thinking about my ex-girlfriend. It was Amanda.
What the fuck does that? Oh, she knew you.
Huh?
Oh, you actually did get into physical conversations.
I did, but not that.
He shoved her off the
mountain. You're just looking at the sky thinking down nothing, just the Homer Simpson like monkey in your brain. And she's like, okay. You're thinking about her.
I mean, it's literally that meme of like the fucking people, like the couple in bed. And she's like, I bet he's thinking about another girl right now. And then the guy, Tyler's brain's literally
They're right.
I like crayons or like whatever his inner monologue's like.
You want to call me retarded too?
No.
Katie said I got a monkey. You like crayons.
That girlfriend. One time, I watched her beat up Tyler because he wouldn't go to bed with her for the night.
Huh?
You're guape?
She's like, I want sex. He's like, I want to hang out with my friends, and she just started beating Tyler up.
It was pretty cool.
And then she blamed me for breaking them up. She's like, you like Logan more than me.
I was like, I don't even like Logan.
Wait, his girlfriend said that?
Doing that though, being like, come to bed, just wouldn't fuck me, and then he beats the shit out of me.
In front of all my friends, yeah.
It's kind of not funny, but like.
No, it is.
And that is when I fell in love with her. It's like, this girl rules, dude. She's beating the shit out of Tyler.
Making
him look like a fucking homo because he won't go to bed with her.
It's so funny that I dated her for like a year and a half, and I don't think I even liked her. Never. Oh, that's mean to say. I guess she won't hear this, but like
she's a spite listening to the podcast.
No, but that's so weird.
That is weird, man.
Yeah,
you're going through something right now. He's like, that's so fucking.
Well, I'm having memories.
Was the sex good?
Huh?
Was the sex good? Was that?
It was actually. Yeah, that's probably what kept.
Yeah, well, she's nuts.
She was insane.
Nuts girls are like
that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you have to like sleep with one eye open.
Yeah. We broke up once. Well, we broke up for a while because I dated Hannah, and then when we broke up, I texted Amanda. I was at a moto. Threw up in the I got hammered, threw up in the bathroom. Amanda picked me up, and we went and had sex on my elementary school field in like the middle of the field.
Good.
At like 2 in the morning.
I wish I saw that. And I was like,
fuck you, coach. I'm in the game now. I'm not on the bench anymore.
Risky fucking move. Couldn't you find another field?
Like, it could have been.
Why would you
could have been no field. There couldn't have been a field.
Yeah,
could have had a bed.
You almost catch a case just to like get blown in some grass.
I do. Public sex is cool.
No, it's not.
It is fun.
It's one of the better crimes.
Yeah.
Is it a crime?
I've done it.
Public sex, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Lil Wayne has a song about it, Mrs. Officer. It's pretty
I haven't had private sex in 3 years. I think I'm about to have public sex, like, tonight.
As far as crimes go, it's the one where you can be like, come on.
Come on, officer. Look what I'm doing.
What's the charge?
Is that the charge for Roadhead? Is Roadhead a public, is that a public sex?
I believe that is illegal, yeah.
Is that distracting
driving? Is that what you get?
Yeah.
Is it both?
It's probably reckless driving.
It wasn't even good, officer. All right?
It's a little teasy, officer.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was locked in on the road.
Who gets charged, the blower or the driver?
I think both.
Blower.
Damn.
Do we have a
blower gets 3 years in jail. Driver gets 6 months.
I think the driver gets a pat on the back.
The wage gap goes backwards for sentencing.
I wonder if this has ever been discussed, like in a court, in a professional. This seems like it would be.
Do you want to act it out?
She's driving.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think that's just logistically not.
No, I was just wondering if he ever did.
No.
I don't think that's possible.
Katie, you ever been eating out while you're driving?
Dude, no. Dude giving head while the chick's driving?
I'm neither.
Yeah, you put the seat all the way back. You're a little guy.
Well,
little
guy, big girl. I forgot you date like Amazonian women, so they can probably still reach the pedals.
Yeah.
Most of the girls I date
the moon roof.
Yeah. Most of the girls I date are sitting on telephone books.
My feet to drive backwards.
That's pretty sick.
And she's driving. She's using the. She's doing the wheel.
I thought it'd be cool.
She's like, oh, break!
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm in there. Yeah.
I think you should
swerve.
I'm not across.
I think you should go back and slide underneath the front seat and then come up and eat her out. Can you guys picture it?
We rigged the car. Yeah. We gutted a lot of the car to make it work.
You cut a hole in the bottom of the seat. And it's almost like an oil change.
Yes.
Like a flashlight.
In a lot of ways, it is an oil change. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
She's sort of ratatouilleing him, like pushing on his knees to tell him whether to brake or go.
Okay, I like this.
A special episode of Pimp My Ride was like, look, I wanted to rearrange things so I can go down on my girl while she's driving.
Yo, girl, we heard you like getting your pussy eat, so we put a hole in the seat so you get your pussy eat while you drive.
Then we put these fish tank. Behind the
he's like fucking demonstrating on her.
Yeah.
So he's like, you sit down here.
This is so nice.
I think you could do that with a Tesla. There's no engine in the front. You gut the front.
Tesla, you can just fuck in the back, right?
Tesla, you can fuck.
Oh, drives itself.
Yeah, you fuck. There's videos of that.
Is there?
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
Please.
I wouldn't trust Tesla.
Why?
I think that auto driving like is not very good.
You think it's a better?
Elon's got cameras too in all the cars, so you know he's just jerking off to the people fucking in the cars.
That's pretty sick, actually. Yeah. I wish I started Tesla now so I could beat off the people.
Probably coolest autistic guy history, I would say.
I think so.
He hates
clothes. Elon Musk can suck all of my.
Who is the coolest autistic guy in history?
Einstein.
Yeah,
he's not cool. Cool.
Cool.
There's like some guys on Instagram that are pretty cool.
I'm pretty high up there.
They like to knit sweaters and stuff. I like
Young Sheldon.
All right.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon's a great answer.
Elon Musk.
Followed closely by older Sheldon, who also, he aged well.
Then Elon. Yeah. Young Sheldon, old Sheldon, Elon, Einstein.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah. Top five autistic cool guys of all time.
It's about Rushmore.
Tyler Swain.
Don't even put me on that list.
Coming in.
No, I'm actually the coolest.
Yeah.
I'm the coolest autistic.
It's good to have goals, I think.
I'm working to be cool.
Yeah.
At the ripe age of 33, I'm going to try to be cool now.
You get a lot of work to do.
Elon Musk is just trying so hard to be cool. It's like, it just cancels it out for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he used to try to be like liberal, and then they were like, actually, you sexually assaulted a stewardess, and then you offered to buy her a horse to give her. To get her silence, and he's like, never mind, I'm a Republican, fucking liberals are gay, I love Donald Trump.
Actually, you guys ever hear Elon Musk talk? Because it's exactly like that.
Yeah, he's got like a... like a
he's
South African, right?
Yeah.
He'd be
like that. So he's got like a European kind of twang.
He went to the border in Mexico, in Texas to be like, yeah, look at this immigrant problem. It's like, buddy, you came here illegally. You are an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
Go back to South Africa, Elon.
Yeah.
Go back to Africa, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's something there, I think.
I think so. I think there's a good movement right there to send him back to Africa where he belongs.
Put that shit on X.
That's good, the sign just says send him back to Africa, and people are like, what the fuck? Like, no, it's cool. I'm talking about Elon.
Elon. Stupid cool. name. He still names his kid. He names his kids like numbers and stuff, right?
Yeah, one of them.
I like don't hate that. I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's
sorry. Never mind.
I don't think I'm gonna give my kids names at all. I think I'll just tattoo their foreheads.
It's much better.
Numbers. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna give my kids like little barcodes on their wrists.
Ooh, we're getting closer. I'm gonna send my kids on the trains.
Well, your kids will be autistic. They'll like that. Get it from their dad.
Shit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And your kids are gonna get no pussy, dude.
My kids are gonna get pussy.
No way, dude. They're gonna be like you. They're not. They're gonna forget.
No,
what
they're
a woman
gonna.
Feels
they're
like.
Gonna
he's
get
like,
pussy.
I'll buy them pussy on their 13th birthday.
They're gonna get pussy to spite me. And be like, I'm like, you don't get
I'll
pussy.
You,
like, I do what I want, Dad. I get pussy.
You're grounded. No pussy for 5 years.
But Dad,
not even your kids. It's.
Yeah, those kids in the Easter Bunny suits out on the corner. You're like, listen to me.
Other dudes jizz. they are.
No.
No.
Yeah, you should,
like,
you should
no, a bigger situation.
You should go like do like
18 years.
You should do like a witch's curse on those bunny kids. Be like, you will get no pussy.
The bunny
kids. The bunny kids are girls, by the way, just so you know.
You will get no dick for 18 years.
I'm going to yell that out.
Pussy, how dare you?
That's true.
I hope all my kids are gay, I think. I've decided.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like
dude.
Their dad.
Don't have to deal with it.
Yeah,
I'll raise them gay, dude.
Joke?
That's what my mom did to me. She raised me gay.
Yeah?
Tell you what.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She dropped me off at ballet with my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was no way that that was learned behavior. You're so gay. I was like, it has to be natural.
Dude, if you fucking... I think it's spending time with Rohan is really... It's taking the man out of me. You know?
He's absorbed it.
Do you want the man back in you?
No.
Okay.
Not again, Tyler.
Just clarifying.
Fucking no.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about the Boston Police Department raiding you guys?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
criminal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
this sounds gay as hell.
It was gay, bro. It was pretty gay.
AKA.
Rohan was in L.A. at the time, so it's just me, but it doesn't matter because he doesn't help anyways. So, I'm there, and Adam Melvin is working door, which is the guy you want when the cops are coming,
yeah.
Right? It's
He just starts running immediately.
The cars are fucking coming, man. I got a warrant for me. And I was like, it's all right, man. And he's working the door, and he does nothing. He lets them all up, which is...
Do you guys have tickets?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they did. They came at doors. They came at doors. So it wasn't even... The cops are chill. It was the fucking inspectors that came.
Okay.
So it wasn't guns. It was like clipboards, which is far worse than guns.
Yeah.
And they like came up, and it was like six, seven people, and they're giving me shit, obviously.
Yeah, you're running it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm not, but I am.
Who do you want them to give shit to if not you?
The guy, the building people.
Okay.
I was trying to get, I mean, the whole time they're like, what is this? And I'm like, I just tell jokes.
Oh, because you don't live there, right?
No, I don't live
there. Okay, yeah.
But they, yeah, they came in, and then we had some people that were sitting in the front row that came early. So that was kind of awkward because they're watching the inspectors come in and just shoot photos and just and give me shit. And they're like, who put the bags on the smoke detectors? And I'm like, I don't know who did that. That's crazy. That is wild, officer.
Yeah.
And then Adam Melvin comes up the stairs after they've all been up lit, and he's like, I'm so sorry, like,
heads
man.
Up, man.
I couldn't stop them all. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude, okay?
Stop them all.
Go home. He's like, can you pay me 30 for the... Because I'm like, yeah, whatever, whatever. He's like, I need to do some laundry. I'm like, take it, dude. It's fine, whatever. And then they're like, who's responsible for this? And I'm like, you know, it's a guy. I'm trying to give as few details as possible.
Yeah,
I'm not trying
to
fucking rat anybody out.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a guy, and they're like, you don't know his name? I'm like,
it's Rohan.
Yeah, it's Rohan.
He's in Los Angeles.
He looks like he's the Boston Bomber. Is that guy? Yeah. He did this also.
Yeah. Send him back to India.
But they took my ID and shit, and then, I mean, they just were like, yeah, everybody was mostly cool.
Yeah.
Mostly, except one dude who was really upset with me. I mean, like a disappointed parent way. Like, I fucking can't believe you did this.
Jesus Christ.
He was like, just tearing into me, like, from a moral perspective. He's like, do you know what would happen if there was a fire? And I'm like, yeah, dude, everyone would die.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, I know.
We'd all die.
Yeah, sir, I've
okay,
heard of
asshole.
Yeah.
They're talking about that the fucking nightclub in Providence.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, do you remember? You could hear the screams down the block. I'm like, okay, hey, you can hear the laughs down the block for this one. Shut the fuck up.
Listen,
can
I get that? It because he had to walk up all those stairs, and anytime I did that show, I was like, fucking these fucking stairs, dude, fucking.
Yeah, you and then like 86 old black ladies. That, yeah. And then everyone would get on stage, and they would always open with the fucking stairs, am I right? And that would kill for no reason.
Yeah, everyone's high.
It was dumb, but
yeah, you have a walk.
We had like a similar thing happen where we used to do a show in a basement in Alston, and we would for the longest time we would advertise like DM for address, like we're not giving out the address, and then it went on long enough where we're like, I think we can just start putting the address on the flyer.
Yeah.
And we put it in Secret Boston, and the people that run Secret Boston were like, do you want us to include this in like the email?
Was it a weed thing?
Well, it's like
could
do whatever you want, yeah. Like BYOB.
But like, did it become part of the culture? Like, was it like were people going to smoke?
No,
I
it was more. It was more
then,
of a drink, more of a drinking thing.
Okay,
but then, so they were like, "Do you want to put it in the Secret Boston email?" Which they used to send an email that was like every event happening in the city, like
Secret
for
Boston
the weekend.
Rocks, dude.
Yes. Yeah, so we were like, sure. And then we get an email from Secret Boston, and it is not a list of events. It is just our event. It's like. Secret like comedy show in a basement in Alston, BYOB, like blah blah. And we were like,
this is
that's
good.
Probably not good.
Yeah.
And then we didn't live there, and the kids that did live there, like the cops came, they're like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, we know nothing about that.
Do they get in legal trouble?
So they were like, well, it was the day before. So then what happened was we canceled the show, and then we still had a show with like just a few Like just like the comments that were on and like the people that live there, just to make it look like, see, this is like, it wasn't a big deal. What we were going to do, it's like kind of just some people getting in a basement, drinking and like talking shit to a microphone. And so many people kept showing up and we had to be like, sorry, we have to fucking kick rocks. This isn't happening tonight.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't do shows there for a little bit because they just had to like let the heat die down. And everybody hated us because it was our fault.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean they hated you? Because the show was off? Or?
Like the people that...
Because they were the ones who sent it to Secret Boston.
And we weren't... Oh, yeah. And like it was like a rotating... Like every weekend was like a different different comedy show. So we were like once a month we were doing like a... This is not happening kind of like show.
I wonder... Because I don't know if the comedy party people are mad at me. Because it was definitely our show that got shit flagged. Because we were just...
They're just mad that you guys are better at promoting.
I don't know.
Hey, man, don't talk shit about Comedy Party.
I made that. I'm not. Are you a Comedy Party guy?
Yeah. No, he's banned from comedy.
Wait, for what? What'd don't you do?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I don't want to get into it.
You got to stop doing that also because I
are you Comedy Party?
What? You got to stop like not telling the story because I was like, oh, Tyler's raped. Like, I fully thought you were like a molester and I had to ask someone what it was.
Don't ask Comedy Party. They'll tell you I raped.
I didn't. But I asked somebody else, and I had to like clear things up because I was like, "Oh, Tyler must be a fucking sketch."
I'd love to know who you asked.
Because you, I'm not telling you.
Yeah, I also want.
Well, but I just
asked.
I'm curious because whoever you asked, like,
it depends on
you
their
got a certain like variety of the truth.
Well, hence why I didn't ask someone who you specifically were talking. Like you were like, it's a whole long thing.
It is a long thing.
And you were like, I don't like false accusations. Yeah. I'm like, cool. Tyler seems like a fucking
I'm a
weirdo.
Criminal.
He's never had sex. That's impossible.
Yeah, I have that.
He has. It's just been quite some time.
Yeah, quite some time.
I thought it was a cover. So, no. But yeah, just letting you know, like.
Yeah. nothing happened.
I never thought you were sketchy. You always gave trustworthy vibes.
Well, I try not
to. You always
to
come
that.
Up from behind me and you touch my lower back.
Did you wash
at
these grapes?
No, I don't wash anything.
Thank you, man.
I wash my ass, dude. What do you mean I'm going to wash? Eat the grape, bitch.
Did you
did
wash
someone
eat the grape?
Did you wash
them? Logan, eat it.
No.
If your body can't handle the fucking grape dust, then you might as well just kill yourself.
I'm not worried about the grape dust. You know these are like covered in fucking like pesticides.
Just I grew up, so here's the thing. I grew up.
Okay.
I don't wash grapes.
I don't wash any.
I know you guys work for Monsanto.
It's good when the roof of your mouth's itchy after eating fruit.
That's
a good thing.
Oh, whatever. My dick will do the same thing. So you can
your make your mouth itchy.
The top, yeah. It just gets in there like a little probe. Just
it's going to get stuck between my teeth.
Oh, like a piece of spinach.
I mean, use it to floss.
Did the person you asked, were they pro me or anti me?
Oh, he's really
they said you were
this.
A good guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
asking. Well, okay. So
they were paid off.
So they did lie a little bit.
I'm a good guy. That's like
they didn't tell me you raped.
I don't.
So
I've never raped.
Do people like refer to it like this?
No, I
hope not.
Oh, that guy, he's raped. I'll tell you what.
Jesus,
I like saying it like that.
I don't.
I think
I also do like saying it like that.
It's fun.
I think it's whack. What the fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
I know what Tyler's like, oh yeah.
Have you raped? Is that why?
No.
So why are you so offended by it?
Rape is one of those things that's kind of offensive. I've
is it?
Come to realize.
Debatable.
Yeah.
I'm
with
rape
Owen
joke,
on this
I gotta
one.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You got a rape joke?
Yeah.
Do people like it?
Send
yeah,
it.
Yeah, women will come up to me. They're like, I like that rape joke. It's awesome.
Weird. I feel like anytime I say rape, like the room shuts down.
You guys come from a different perspective. Yeah.
Do you have one?
You know, I don't think I do, but like the
your
other
face
night,
is kind of a rape joke.
Thank you. Okay. I have jokes about like
crowd
Jeffrey
work.
Epstein and like Stephen Hawking being on Epstein's island.
Oh yeah, that's not
which
even,
I don't think are rape jokes, but then
it's like a nuanced
I know.
Rape joke.
It's one of those things where someone will be like, "Oh, I love that joke," and I'm like, "I didn't even write it down that way." You know what I like? Yeah. I didn't think of it as a rape joke, but I do say rape.
That's somebody like I would like somebody was hosting
a rape joke.
Somebody was hosting a show I was on the other night, and I did those jokes, and then when they brought me off, they were like. Yeah, keep it going for them. That was funny, aside from the rape jokes. And I was like,
I don't know. Yeah, I can't ask who. Number one rule.
So
yeah.
I'm not up there like, and this broad said no. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Spread those legs.
I would think of that as a rape joke. But I guess like you talk about Epstein's Island. I guess it kind of is.
Yeah, the only time I've considered that was like one guy that books shows like he... Super nice guy. Love him. He just like his stipulation always is like just no rape jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cleared it with him. I was like, I do this joke. Like I do say the word sex trafficking, but like nothing is in the joke is really like about rape. And he's like, I think that's okay. Like he's like, I just don't want people up there like fucking
yeah.
mocking
saying rape. I think about doing it every time. Like, it's on the tip of my tongue every time, and I don't.
The second someone says, like,
I got such a good one, though. I don't do it. I follow
lost
the rules.
A fucking gig for that, that, you know, that Michael Jackson joke? I don't know if you ever heard. I used to do a Michael Jackson joke for a while.
I only remember, I don't remember what your joke was, but I remember you did it at the,
it probably sucked.
At the loft, and some woman in the audience, you were like Michael Jackson, you know, because he touched those kids, and the woman went, allegedly.
Yeah, yeah, that'll happen.
And everybody was like,
but I got this.
White woman?
I was supposed to open. No, actually,
no, she's young
black
victim.
A lot of black ladies don't want Michael Jackson to be a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he
thought.
Is, but they don't
that's
want that.
Well, the whole black community.
You know, a lot of Jewish people don't want Jeffrey Epstein to be a pedophile.
Exactly.
Yeah,
really?
Do you know, like, people take down your heroes?
Yeah, yeah. Never meet them.
I don't want anyone to be a pedophile.
This band, though, I was supposed to.
There's a few people I would actually be pretty pumped if they found out they were a pedophile. Yeah, I'd be like, fucking knew that guy sucked, dude.
I agree.
No, we don't want anyone to be pedophiles. Guys, they molest kids.
There's
think about this. I'll let you know.
Yeah, there's one guy I'm really thinking of. That I
totally.
Also would 0% be surprised if that came
and
out.
And guess what?
Yep,
everyone knows who you're thinking of.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I don't know if we're thinking of the same
You are haunting.
I am.
Well, actually, I don't know
if you are. I said that one night.
It could be like eight people.
All
right. Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, guys.
April 18th.
April 18th live podcast.
Live podcast.
I'm going to do a thing up top.
White Bull.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, you gotta do like a
show and show, and then it's gonna be a short, like a half hour podcast, and like a half hour.
Are you guys taking the DJ slot or what?
Huh?
Are you? Is it after the show?
It's a Thursday.
No, it's a Thursday show. Yeah,
they don't have anything going on.
Cool.
It's before
some stand up, some podcasts. We're all gonna hang out.
Tickets?
Have fun.
Are people buying tickets for that?
The tickets are.
Oh yeah, if you can use any of our first names, and you will get
20% off. $3.50
off. Which is a very mean way of letting people find out who has the most friends the job, but
nice.
So far Scotty has the most names dropped. So everybody knows.
Katie Owen, what are your handles on the apps?
Owen Sky Nelson on Instagram.
And you got the shows?
We have one show right now, but we're working on getting some others.
Two Saints
every Sunday night, 7 p.m.
Go check it out. They're funny.
You know, people will sneeze and people will die from time to time, but it's a good place to
be. Sunday fun day, am I right?
And then sometimes, you know, you're the last comic and you really try to commit to a bit up top and people don't like it.
What did you do?
I laid down on the couch and I was like, I'm just trying to match you guys' energy.
Oh, and
then
they fucking hated that.
And they didn't like that. And then I was like, but now I do have to stay laying down for at least the duration of a joke to not look like I completely bailed on it.
Fuck that bomb, too.
You should respect that. I think that's a cool move.
I should have gone to sleep.
I like when people get creative with the furniture, you know?
Yeah, thanks, man. I was like, fuck humping a stool. I'm going to take a nap.
Hell yeah.
Shoot. Katie.
Instagram is Katie_cough. K-A-T-Y underscore C-O-U-G-H.
Anything coming up? This will be out next Tuesday. Any shows? Anything big? Nothing?
I don't know. Just follow
fucking
me.
Fucking follow Katie.
Just follow me.
Who gives a shit?
Follow her on Instagram, but don't follow her home. That's what
every woman.
18 different women.
Every woman says it.
All right. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for the grapes, Owen.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, minus the G. All right.
Oh, grape jokes. All right, Scotty, can you hit stop?
Later.